Hello and welcome to Tinycast number 5. I'm Barry Winbolt, and today I'm asking the question, or in part replying, to what's it all about? And when I started with that question, it was because I thought I'd better explain Tinycast a bit. What's that all about? But first, a little bit of history. I've been keeping a blog for 10, 12 years now, and originally I used to update it every single day with a new post. And I did that for about 5 years. I got over 1,000 posts on it now, and I thought, that's enough of that, and moved on to other things. Now, I then started a podcast 2 years ago, I think. But then I started my podcast, Get a Better Handle on Life, 2 years ago, and that was going swimmingly well, but I thought, and still is, by the way, and I post weekly on that. But then I thought, 30 to 50 minutes, how often do I listen to a podcast that's 50 minutes long? Unless I'm actually traveling or driving, I'm not standing still for long enough. So what about the idea that when people go to training events, I used to deliver a lot of training events, and the research showed that, and people generally say in the training field, if your attendees remember 2 or 3 or 4 points, that's all they'll remember, and that's great. So I thought, right, well, why not just do the 2 or 3 or 4 points? You get my drift. Tinycast. Why not distill what I do into a 5-minute sort of extended soundbite every morning? If an idea is any good, I can express it in 5 minutes, certainly. And if I don't, then that's a discipline for me. I probably have to throw it away and start again. But if I do, maybe it's useful to somebody. Maybe you find it useful. So today I'm explaining how Tinycast came about. And Tinycast lives within the wider podcast of Get a Better Handle on Life. It might eventually become its own channel. I hope it does. Depends on feedback. Depends on support from people like you. Thank you very much for listening. Do email me if you've got any suggestions, questions, or anything I should add into this, by the way, info@barrywinbolt.com. So that's how Tinycast came about. I thought that there's a space for a 5-minute soundbite based on the work I've been doing for over 30 years now with individuals and organizations. And this is stuff I have learned and stuff I use with my clients and stuff I use in my own life regularly. All of this, everything I talk about, I can stand behind because I've used it. I try it on myself, I try it on people, and I find these are genuinely useful pointers that I give out. My clients tell me the same. The feedback on my courses tell me the same. So hence Tinycast. It's been going for 4 or 5 days now, and I'll keep it going daily if I can, but of course I have other things to do as well. It may not be every day, but we'll see how it goes. So please support me. Please let me know what you think. By the way, if you do have a question you'd like me to tackle, a topic, let me know that too. There's a little bit more background to this too, and a statistic, which I think is very important. One is, the first point I'd make is that so often with people, whether it's in conflict, whether it's in a relationship difficulty, whether it's in some more severe level of distress, if I can call it that, very often a 10, 20-minute conversation can make a big difference in their lives. And so I've come to think of this as, but for a want of a piece of information that I may have or somebody like me has, then very often it only takes a short conversation or a short delivery of a short piece of information to actually help somebody to make a difference in their lives. And if I have an idea that's any good, I should be able to deliver it in 5 minutes. So that's another point behind Tinycasts. Finally, the statistic I mentioned. Well, the global self-help industry is currently worth around $41 billion a year. But here's the biggie. It is set to double in the next 8 years, by 2032. Now, that is huge. Now, when I started out, self-help was a bit of a joke. These days, people are finally taking responsibility for themselves, taking things in hand, and beginning to understand that actually there is a lot we can do for ourselves if we have information from a reliable source and we can apply it. So everything I deliver should have a practical spin to it. You should be able to use it, try it and see, judge for yourself. And that's what I'm doing in Tinycasts. That's it from me, Barry Winbolt. Do share this if you found it useful. More tomorrow. All the best. Thanks for listening.